Welcome to Vandy Fam. This is a business podcast by Vandy Studios,
my photography
and videography company. This is a podcast all about loving what you do and doing it well. This is my first time doing this, so just bear with me. We'll get better. This is episode one, and I am so excited. In today's episode, I'll be sharing with you 10 fast facts about me and how I got started in photography. Let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to Vandy Fam. This is a business podcast ran by Vandy Studios, my wedding photography and videography company. This is a podcast all about loving what you do and doing it well. My goal is to bring on other educated business owners, whether they're in the photography industry or not, and just learn how to run a business well and like love what you're doing. I was always like super afraid to start a podcast, but I think there's a lot of valuable information that the people I know can share, and I am excited to bring them on, and I'm excited to learn alongside you with them. So whether that's like 401k or having a solid contract, whatever that looks like, I am excited to learn more, bring those people on, and become educated too. Hey guys, welcome to Vandy Fam. This is a business podcast by Vandy Studios, my wedding photography and videography company. This is going to be a podcast all about loving what you do and doing it well. I love what I do, and I'm excited that this is what I get to do. And I want to share all the information I know and share information from people that I get to interview on this podcast about how to run a business well with you. And I'm really excited about it. This is episode one. So crazy and exciting, and I am just pumped to learn alongside of you with the people that come on the show and all the things. So in today's episode, I'll be sharing with you 10 fun facts and how I got started in photography. So maybe I should start with the photography side of it. So basically, I just got a camera when I was in like 7th or 8th grade. I got like one of the bundle packs for like $600. That came with like a lens and the cleaner and the stand and all the things. And I just like would ask my friends if they want to go take photos, and we would, and it was fun. But then I went to college, and I wasn't really doing a whole lot other than the same thing. Asking people, will you go take photos with me? Or like, will you model for me? Things like that. And then I got a message from my English high school teacher, and she said, will you video my ceremony for my wedding? And at that time, I was watching Penn Weddings a lot, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to make a film like this, like what Penn Weddings does. And so I was like, heck yeah, like, can I do a little twist on it and make a video for you? And she's like, sure. So I did it. I loved it. I was so hooked. And there's so much I learned after the first wedding. I was like, okay, I didn't capture a lot of movement. A lot of like standstill was like my focus. And like, I quickly realized it needed a lot of movement. Oh my gosh, that these videos needed a lot of movement. And that was okay, because it was my first wedding. So I was like, I have so much to learn from, and I can grow in this. And I'm really excited that this is something I'm passionate about. And like, growing up, I was never a person that was like, this is what I want to be when I grew up. I like never knew what I wanted to be. So when I did this wedding, I was like, this is a dream come true. So I was really pumped about that. And so then I like kept getting asked to do some weddings here and there. And they were like, I would do them for like a couple hundred, $500. And then I went to a styled shoot that, I can't remember who's hosting it, but it was at Pinewood in Cambridge, Minnesota. And I was like, this place is stunning. So beautiful. And I want to attend this styled shoot and invest in this, and see if it's what I actually want to do. So then I attended it, and I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to continue to pursue this, and I want this to be, my career. So then I kind of like strayed away from videography and, dove head in with photography, and it's been so much fun. It's been a blast, and I probably do like 1 to 2 videos a year now, and everything else just photo, which is totally fine. I really, really do enjoy photo, but I would love to like get my way back into the videography industry as well, and yeah, I've upgraded my gear. Now I have these epic Rode mics, and sorry, that might have been really loud. I have these epic Rode mics, and they are amazing, and they do really good things for the audio side of wedding videos. And yeah, so then that is kind of that's kind of where I'm at. After that style shoot, I think is when I bought my LLC, because I was like, okay, I need to start taking this seriously. And then, I guess the story keeps going. Then my husband and I, we like moved back from Texas after living there for a year, and then I went full time. So that's basically today, which I was probably an LLC for like 2.5 years before I went full time. And even now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified. Like, this is my only source of income now, which is wild. But I'm really excited to see how the Lord uses it, and just lean into Him and put my trust in Him that this is His and not mine. And that I get to do this for His glory. So that's quite an honor. And yeah, this is so cool that this is what I get to do. I get to document people's wedding days, and it's crazy. It's a little crazy. People trust me to do that. But anyways, that's a little bit about why I dove into the wedding photography industry. So now, like, some fast facts about me. One, I grew up going to a Catholic school, and it was literally so fun. My mom says she always loves it because she didn't have to pick out my outfit every day. I didn't have to pick out my outfit every day. We just knew I was going to wear a uniform. I guess number two, when I came to college, I kind of learned more about like what a relationship with Jesus looked like, and started going to a non-denominational church, and it's been amazing. I literally love the faith that my husband and I have, and that's like what we share, and why we kind of like started dating was we were in a Bible study together. And this is still number two, fact number two. We were in a Bible study together, and that's how we like initially met, which is pretty cool. So yeah, it's been cool growing up in the Catholic Church, and then also now like growing into Christianity and understanding what a relationship with Jesus looks like. And yeah, it's been the sweetest thing ever, and I've met some of my very best friends through that. So it's just been a huge blessing coming to school where I did and getting plugged into the church that I still attend to this day. So that's been amazing. I love it. Number three, I played 4 sports in high school. So in the fall, I played 2 at a time. I did volleyball and cross country, and then I just had to pick a primary. So cross country was my primary, and I loved it so much. Then in the wintertime, I played basketball, and in the springtime, I ran track, and it was just the best. I loved that I had the opportunity to do that, and that was because I went to a pretty small school. So what are we on? Number four, I think. Number four, I'm thinking of these on the fly, so bear with me. I should have wrote these down. My favorite ice cream is blueberry waffle cone. I can only find it in a few places in the world, which is sounds silly, but it's so delicious, and I love it. And I first found it with my aunt and my mom in a small town called Cornucopia, Wisconsin, and it was at a cute little ice cream coffee shop after we were kayaking the sea caves, and it was amazing and so delicious. Number five, I married my husband a little over a year ago, and it has been the best year of my life, year plus of my life. We have done so many fun things, gone so many amazing places, and even lived in Texas for a year. I think that's a really fun fact. I think I'm on number six. I grew up in a town where I graduated with 27 other people. I think that's a pretty crazy fact. People are always like, 27? I'm like, yeah, 27. And then Caleb's like 400? And I'm like, 400? And he's like, yeah, 400. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I could not imagine that. That, like, wasn't even the size of our school. I don't think. That might not be right. I don't know. Anyways, that's an insane number to me, but that's normal for a lot of people. Number seven, before I went full-time photography, I had a lot of really fun jobs. I'll just kind of take you through all of them. Basically, my first job was, what do they call it? Oh my gosh, why am I blinking? I can't think of it. But basically, I was like a waitress. They didn't call it a waitress, though. At a little drive-in that my aunt and uncle owned. And then, I will find this word. It's stressing me out. Car hop. That's what it was. Is that right? A car hop? That sounds weird. I don't know. But anyways, I was like a waitress for this drive-in, and we made milkshakes, and I helped my uncle prep in the back for all the foods that was like going on and stuff. And then what else did I do? I also worked at the baseball fields at like tournaments and stuff, and like did the concessions there. And then those are like my first two jobs. And then my more recent ones, I was a barista at this coffee shop in Texas called Cuppa. It was amazing. I loved it so much. And then I was also an ex-gen admin assistant at the church that we attended while we lived in Texas. And basically, I just helped with a lot of graphics and social media and event planning and stuff like that. It was also the best job ever. And now full-time photography, obviously. I had a lot of other jobs in between there, but those are some of my favorite, I think. Fun fact, I love desserts. And when I said my favorite ice cream was blueberry waffle cone, I have a lot of other favorites too. I love ice cream. I love desserts. But anyways, when we lived in Texas, there was this like French bakery, and it was called Paris Baguette. It was amazing. And they had this thing, I'm going to say it wrong, but it was like pain au chocolat, which is like a chocolate croissant. And it was so delicious, you guys. When I tell you, it was amazing. I am currently trying to replicate it, so I've already made the dough, and now it needs to sit in the fridge for like 4+ hours. So I will let you know how that goes. But I loved this bakery so much that I'm attempting to make this croissant on my own because it's no longer here. Well, it never was here, but it was there, and I'm no longer there. So yeah. Number eight, I love pickleball. Pickleball's been so fun, and Caleb and I got into it while we were in Texas, and then when we moved home, our friends were like, we play it too, and I was like, heck yeah, I love pickleball, so I'm really excited about that. And then, what am I on, eight? Did I just say eight? This is hard. Number nine, this is a business fun fact, but in a month or so, I will be flying to Colorado to capture a wedding, and I am so excited. I have never, well, I've gone out of state for weddings, but I've never gotten to, like, travel for a wedding like this, and let alone in the mountains. Are you kidding me? I'm so excited. I literally cannot wait. It's gonna be a blast, and I just can't believe that I get to do that. Number 10, I love barbecue. And this is a fun fact, but I also have another fun fact. So basically, you know, like Sloppy Joe's, I grew up calling them barbecue. So when I met Caleb, he was like, what kind do you want of barbecue? And I was like, barbecue? Like, what do you mean what kind? And he's like, wait, you call Sloppy Joe's barbecue? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, no one does that. So we started asking people, and no one else does that. I don't know why I always did that. But anyways, that is my fun fact. But yeah, I love barbecue. I love more than just Sloppy Joe's. I love ribs. I love wings. I love all the things. But yeah, thank you for joining me on today's episode of Andy Fam. I'm calling this pilot because this is the first episode that we're kicking off season one with, and I'm just so happy you're here. Oh, I have some things I want to end on every episode. I want to end like this. So basically, I send out a blog post every week. I don't send it out. I just post it on my website. But I do, oh my gosh, I do this thing on there where I share three little nuggets from my week. So I want to make sure I do that because I think it's cute and I love it. A new goal I've set for myself is ... I had the opportunity to ... and something fun that I did this week was ... So those are the three prompts. These are the three little nuggets from my week. Okay. A new goal I've set for myself is to make an attempt pan au chocolat, homemade chocolate croissants that I mentioned earlier in this video for the first time. They are from a bakery in Texas that I absolutely loved and have been missing. Therefore, it is a good time to attempt this delectable baked good on my own. I will update you on how they turn out next week. Number two, I had the opportunity to have a weekend off. Wedding season picks back up for me this weekend, and I will be go from here on out until the end of October or so. I think I have like 1 week off somewhere in there. Something fun that I did this week was got outside and played pickleball. Pickleball has been a newfound love of mine, and I've truly been enjoying every second of it. We've been playing for maybe like 8 months, so it's like not new, but it's newer. And it's been amazing. We've really been enjoying it, and it's been so fun. And Caleb's been really busy lately, so it's cool also to be able to play with other people. And yeah, this is a podcast about loving what you do and doing it well. Thanks for joining me today.